GOP presidential candidate Lindsey Graham wraps up a 9-day campaign swing through New Hampshire today. By most measures of success, his White House bid is lagging. Low poll numbers, few major endorsements, little money raised. But as NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, those challenges aren't slowing the South Carolina senator in his efforts to win over Granite State voters.
Lindsey Graham has spent 42 days in New Hampshire this year, roughly 140 campaign stops. That ranks him among the most frequent travelers on the state's primary trail so far. But that level of commitment has yet to be returned by Granite State voters. Recent polls put Graham at 1% in New Hampshire, and that's been the story for months. But Graham says he's not too worried about his standing.
Polling right now is not based on extensive contact with the candidates, sort of a nationally driven image. I think in showing up over and over and over again keeps me encouraged because of the response I get. I wouldn't be coming up here a lot if there was no market for what I had to offer.
Graham describes his campaign as a traditional grassroots effort, one of town hall forums, house parties, and shaking hands with nearly every voter he meets. It's a lot of work, but Graham sure seems to be having fun doing it. During his recent 9-day swing in New Hampshire, he played bingo and roulette.
G for Graham, G51.
Shot guns at three different ranges. And took a field trip to the sandwich fair on Columbus Day.
I love New Hampshire.
Thank you.
This is like so cool.
While out on the trail, he often cracks a few jokes, making his events feel more like stand-up routines than stump speeches, like this visit to an aerospace manufacturing company, Titeflex, in Laconia.
Are you getting paid while I talk?
Yes.
Well, I got 3 hours. If this were your break, I'd do it in 5 minutes. Thank you very much.
In short, Graham doesn't seem to be running a typical presidential campaign. Dante Scala, a political science professor at UNH, says after serving in the Senate for more than a decade and winning re-election last year, Graham really doesn't have anything to lose.
I think he's running the type of campaign a candidate would like to run, a fun campaign, a campaign not necessarily with high expectations, therefore not a campaign with a lot of pressure.
For some voters, Graham's straightforwardness and his looseness has its appeal. Here is Carlene Marcotte, a sales manager at Titeflex.
I liked his honesty. I liked his forthrightness. I liked his mannerisms. You know, he cussed a few times. He was pretty open and honest. I welcome that. He didn't seem like a stuffed politician.
If there's one message Graham is emphasizing during his campaign stops, it's his position on foreign policy, specifically in dealing with ISIL and curbing nuclear threats from Iran. And Graham often refers to his own military record on the stump. He served in the Air Force and Air National Guard for 12 years and was in the reserves for 2 decades before retiring in May.
I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan 35 times. I know the mess we're in and how to get out of this mess. Those fighting this war deserve somebody with experience. I think the voters owe it to the military to pick somebody worthy of their sacrifice and who can protect their families.
For Laura Larson of Keene, Graham's military pass gives him a leg up. Out of the 15 candidates in the GOP field, Graham is the only one with military experience.
I think it's important to know how the military really works from the inside. I think that's important, especially with what's going on in the world.
With this focus on foreign affairs, Graham often leaves domestic topics like college affordability and health care in the background. Fundraising challenges have also meant Graham has spent $0 on advertising so far. But Graham is hopeful that, like his friend and sometimes campaign partner, Arizona Senator John McCain, who twice won the New Hampshire primary, the long hours will pay off.
So what I hope to have is between now and the end of the year, the cumulative effect of meeting people, family talking to family, neighbor talking to neighbor. Word of mouth is still a powerful force in New Hampshire, but it takes a while to jumpstart it. You've got to literally come here a lot.
And that's what Graham plans to do until the February primary, one living room at a time. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.